Hello, my name is Andy.
And my name is Linnea. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are learning about the human body. They are working on a life-size cardboard cutout of a person. They have made paper models of the heart, lungs, and brain and pinned them in place on the body. In math, the students are learning about weight and mass. The students are learning what it means to estimate weight and are working with a balance to see how different objects compare. Today, they will be trying to make Play-Doh balls of exactly the same weight.
The Fawns are learning about ancient civilizations and social studies. They are learning what ancient actually means and are learning the definition of a civilization. Next, they will study the ancient civilization of Mesopotamia. The Fawns celebrated the 100th day of school. Each student was provided with a collection of 100 things to see what 100 looks like. Then the kids grouped the 100 things into groups of 2, 5, and 10, and practice counting to 100 that way. In addition, the students brought snacks of 100 things, such as 100 chocolate chips, 100 pretzels, 100 peanuts, etc. Then the snacks were combined so the kids could count by 100. There were 1,900 treats in all. What a great 100th day celebration.
The Wolves are learning how to use technology in a more advanced way. This week, the students learned how to use Google Documents and save their work on the Google Drive and in the cloud. The kids are starting to learn how to share documents and provide one another with feedback using Google. In science, the 150-foot snow snake track was completed. It was built out of snow. The starting point was like a raised platform about 3 feet high. The ending point is at the creek. Today is the final and the festival. Furthest throw was 53, median was 36, and the mode was 37.
In the Lynx class, the students completed a map of the colonies before recording the founders and the reasons for founding each colony. They also practiced following directions carefully and independently. In one math group, students are working on tasks to extend their thinking about the concepts they are learning. They are watching videos on KhanAcademy.com before creating their own iMovie to explain specific math concepts. They are also using Legos to build and learn about ratios. Students also continue to build fluency in multiplication and division math facts.
The Otters are working on a combined math and art project. After studying geometry, the students made 9 2-inch cubes. For a visual and spatial activity, the students are designing and painting each cube face with a repeating pattern. The outcome will be a 9-cube puzzle for younger students to solve. The Otter students have been very creative in their designs. One design is made of faces with different expressions, another is a cityscape. There are floral designs and repeated geometric designs with intricate detail and many others. A hearty congratulations to David Blackburn, the all-around winner of the Otter Triathlon, and congratulations to all who participated.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Linnea.
And Andy. Have a great day.